Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
We're not. We're two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
Dori, since we last spoke via podcast recording, obviously you and I have texted daily, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know, for the last like 8 years of our lives. But since we've last spoke in a podcast recording, I have had a sinus infection. And because I was flying on an airplane for a long time for my kid's spring break vacation, I ended up going to urgent care because I was really nervous about my ears on the flight.
Oh, man.
And I got two shots in my butt.
Wow. Okay.
I got an antibiotic shot and a steroid shot. And when I tell you that that combo cleared me out, it
wow.
was like a mirror. It was pretty amazing. I had a real like, oh, wow, modern medicine. Thank you. Thank you for this. And I did a whole rigmarole on the
plane.
Did
it get rid of your sinus infection just like altogether, or just help for the plane, or what was the deal?
It really pushed it out of my body much faster than anything I had ever experienced. And
wow.
the pain and symptoms
okay.
went down really fast. I don't get sinus infections often. So normally I would kind of like ride it out. But because I was traveling on a plane, I was nervous about my eardrums. And then I got there and the doctor was like, oh, yeah, let's try to deal with this.
Oh, shit.
So I was Flonasing. I was saline spraying. I bought myself these special earplugs called Earplanes.
Ooh.
That are supposed to help with like the ear pressure if you have a hard time on planes, so I used those. It was a whole production, but it worked.
That's great. I'm happy for you.
I still have like lingering sniffles, but I have never gotten either a steroid shot or a shot of antibiotics. A friend was like, go to urgent care and see if they'll give you a steroid shot. It will clear it out in a second. And I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. And then let me tell you, Dori, it did. I didn't sleep that night, but it cleared it out.
Wow. Well, I had a cold this past week that my dear son Henry gave me.
No, I can hear it a little bit in your voice.
I'm on the upswing. Like this is better.
Was this a post family glamping experience cold?
Yes. Yeah, so Henry came, like he seemed on Sunday of glamping was Friday to Sunday, and definitely on Sunday of glamping he seemed a little. Like his nose was a little runny. And then Monday, he also, like, he didn't sleep great. And we were sort of like on the fence about sending him to school. And we did end up sending him to school. But then, like, Monday night, he just was clearly sick. And Tuesday and Wednesday, he stayed home.
Oh, buddy. Oh, no.
And then by like Thursday, I want to say, I was sneezing. And I was like, oh boy, here it is.
Here it is.
Here's the cold. So, yeah, you know, just is what it is. But yeah, just was like stuffed up and coughing and stuff.
It's really something when the cold arrives. Like it's almost it amazes me every time. Like with this sinus infection cold that I just had, I had felt fine that morning, and then like 6 o'clock at night, I was like, eh, eh. You know, that kind of like all of a sudden,
yes,
it just like knocks on the door, and you're like, oh shit, is this it? It always happens for me at night. I don't know about you. And then I go to sleep, and then throughout the night, like the lump arrives and my sore throat begins, and the next morning it's, you know, it's born.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Same.
I'm sorry you've been dealing with a cold.
Yeah.
You know, it is like, it's nice when it's just a cold, but colds suck a lot. They suck pretty hard.
It's true, Kate. It's true.
Deep thoughts, I know.
Deep thoughts. I started physical therapy on Thursday for my tennis elbow. And one thing, and I bring this up because one thing that they told me not to do is to like lean my head on my hand.
Which
I do all the time.
Yeah.
And so I'm now having to like catch myself and I'm realizing how much I do it. And it's really disconcerting.
And is that just because it puts pressure on the inflamed part of your elbow?
I guess so. Like, yeah, like I'm supposed to sort of keep my hand like neutral. But it's just funny when it's like, don't do this thing. And you're like, okay. And then like every 5 seconds, you're like, oh my God, I do this thing so much.
Yeah. Well, it's like a part of almost your body construction. It's, you know, like it's a comfortable way for you to be in your body, and you've probably done it your whole life.
Totally.
Ugh. Do you want me to just gently call you in if I see it happening?
Yes, I do.
You want to play a little? I can make like a buzzer sound every time I see you doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, I need that.
Oh, that's so annoying. How is your elbow feeling? Can you play tennis?
Yes. And I did play tennis yesterday, even though I don't know if I feel up for it. I was supposed to play tennis on Friday and I canceled because I really wasn't feeling up for it. But yesterday, there have been so many rained out matches this season, and I was supposed to play yesterday with my like regular doubles partner who I really like playing with, and I was like, if we don't play today, like we're never gonna play this match, so I'm just gonna rally. And I definitely didn't feel like 100%, but I'm glad I played. It ended up being like a beautiful day and we won, so you know.
That's
even better.
Most important.
Yeah, most importantly.
I mean, come on. Let's be honest.
Oh,
winning
God.
Feels really good.
I mean, I think I've mentioned this before, maybe only on the casual chat, but I think I've mentioned this. When I first saw the doctor about my tennis elbow, he gave me like a pretty strong anti-inflammatory that I have been taking every day. And so it helps with the symptoms, but it doesn't cure it. So I'm able to play tennis, but it is sort of like, am I making it worse? I mean, he said I could play. So I'm like, okay, I guess I'll play.
Well, I do think there is kind of a philosophy that like, stopping the movement actually doesn't make it bad. Like you need to keep using the facility.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what shocked me. Like when I broke, I mean, and obviously every injury is different, but when I broke my hand and got surgery, I assumed my hand was going to be wrapped up for like 2 months. And they were like, time to start using that hand. Like they wanted me immediately out there typing away, which was good because I was writing a book at the time and needed to type. But it was interesting. I guess my brain, like my perception of what healing looked like was like not moving, like being very still and not moving. And it was actually like for this specific injury, it was utilizing my hand.
Okay, there you go.
So from that one experience, I am a medical professional.
So, I mean, we are basically orthopedic surgeons, you know.
Who needs to go get an actual degree when you can just make a podcast and declare statements to be true?
It's true. Without going into too many details, I do feel that I need to bring up the fact that I've hired Kate for my detective agency.
I will say, I do feel like you and I, and I wonder if this is a trait of a lot of perhaps middle-aged women, where we are really good at getting to the bottom of things.
Oh, yeah. The basic gist mm-hmm. is that someone I sort of know mentioned a kind of like gossipy item. So, of course, I ran to Kate and I said, we need to figure this out.
And we did.
With very little information to go on, I will say.
I tell you, this is my favorite thing to do. It's not even gossip. My other thing that I like to do, like if I, for example, like go on a tour with a guide, I like to try to see if I can figure out like the guide's Instagram. Now, does that sound a little unhinged? Does that sound like I might?
No, but it does. It does. I feel like they would willingly give it to you.
I know.
They probably want to like advertise their business.
I think it's more like I have a hunger to know everybody's life story.
Oh, totally. I mean, I think that that is a hallmark of like many journalists, right? Like, yes. I don't want to say we're not nosy. We're just like naturally inquisitive people and we like to know people's stories.
Yes, I love it. It's like, and that's something that has... and I'm imagining it's been the same for you, has been a truth of who I am since like day one, as long as I can
totally
remember.
Yes.
My whole childhood till now. Real Harriet the Spy energy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. 100%. It's just who I am, Kate. And you know what?
It's who you
are too.
It is. It's something that really unites us both. I think it's something mm-hmm. we both have in common and honor in the other. And I can't help it. I love getting to the bottom of something.
This is just a roundabout way of telling our listeners that we have opened a detective agency.
Well, and then here's the thing. I mean, what if we had like a midlife career change, like so many people do?
Well, I know quite a few journalists who have become licensed private investigators.
Are you serious?
Yes. It's a totally like transferable skill set. It's the exact same job, essentially. Well,
you know what's so funny? I almost said to you, you like truly this would be a great calling for you. And then I was like, I hate when people say this kind of shit to me. I'm not gonna say that. But that's fascinating.
I'm working with another journalist. Actually, I should say she's a former journalist on a different project. And she just like casually mentioned the other day that she was getting her private investigator's license. And I was like, you are? Cool. Must know more.
Did you find out more? How do you license?
She has to take like you take like a actual test from the state of California and you get licensed. But then once you get licensed, you get access to all kinds of things. Like she will be able to like run plates.
Okay.
Now you're intrigued.
Okay. Oh, I love, because, you know, the other thing I always want to do is when I see a bad driver, I try to memorize their plates.
Kate, I do the exact same thing. But then it's like, to what end?
To what
end? We can't run plates.
No, what is the point of this? Like, why am I purposely sitting here repeating these digits in my head?
Oh my God.
Fascinating. And do people still hire private investigators? Because I do feel like the internet has kind of at least tricked us into thinking anybody can investigate.
Yes, I think they do. A few years ago at our old house, there was like a fight on our block. And months later, a private investigator came to our door and like wanted to know if we had like seen anything. I think he was working for the people who started the fight and like wanted to like exonerate that. Like it was not clear, and I never talked to him, but I was like, oh, private investigator. Like this is a thing. People still do this.
Wow. Okay. Number one, I'm fascinated. I want to know, what if we have a PI who listens to the show? I want to know everything.
I bet we do.
Two, I also feel like this would be a great book series. Like the midlife mom private investigator.
Mom podcast hosts become private investigator.
I mean, there's something, you read mysteries. I don't.
I do.
So in my brain, the PI is falling in love with people, but I do feel like that could be a fun, there could be a fun modern mystery series.
Totally.
There.
Let's write it.
I'm going to just hand that off to you to have you write it and I'll just read it.
Oh,
I mean, I'll write it. I'll participate.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know how to make mystery, but I can write witty banter.
Okay, great.
The plot.
I mean, I don't know that I can write mystery either, but I can
give
it a shot.
You have a good story brain, though. I feel like you're a good plotter.
Well, thank you, Kate.
All right. Well, everybody, stay tuned for that series. Which, what if, Dory?
I mean,
why not?
I'm really at the why not phase of my existence. So,
are you?
I mean, kind of. I have nothing else.
I think why not is often like is actually a really great life mantra.
Yes, I mean sometimes it's like, well, I can tell you why not. But
well, yes, okay, that's fair. You know? There are some moments where there's a good reason why not. But sometimes yes. I also think, like, instead of talking yourself out of something, you're allowing yourself in.
I agree. Yes, I agree with that for sure.
Well, Dory, we should probably head into a break. What do you say?
I mean, fine.
Can I give a plug for my book that's coming out in 2 months?
Of course.
I don't feel great at hyping myself, and I need to. I would like to be better about it, but also like I should just inform people that I have a new book coming out in like 2 months. And you know what? It almost made me, there were many moments where I was really like, I questioned, my self-esteem was in the gutter writing this book many times. Mm. Many times I texted Dory. No, but I turned it around. I felt like in the end, I really liked where it landed and I'm proud of it. And so I should be more vocal about sharing because I did think of at a time when I did text you and I was like, I can't do this. Like, I really, like, I know everybody says this, but I really can't. And you were just like, yes, I know. Keep going. I was like, fuck me. But I did.
You
so
did.
Thanks for that text. Thanks
you're
for that
welcome.
Text story.
Now you have a book coming out.
Yeah, I have a new book coming out. It's a summer romance. It's a second chance romance. It's set at a sleepaway camp in New Hampshire, and it is called One Last Summer. It has all sorts of sleepaway camp shenanigans. It's got some steamy love scenes. Oh, it's got friendship. It's got a lot of burnout. Deals with burnout. Deals with work anxiety. And you can pre-order it now. And it would mean a lot to me if you did.
May I just briefly mention that you got a great review from Publishers Weekly?
You're so nice, Dory. Thank you for mentioning that. That came out today. I shared it with you in our writing group text. And it was a very nice review. It was like my first trade review for the book. Mm-hmm. So, and I wasn't expecting it. So then it was sent to me by one of my book publicists. And I went, I gasped. But it was very exciting.
It said, and I quote, "This is second chance romance done right." All right. Let's remind everyone that they can visit our website, forever35podcast.com. We have links to everything we mentioned on the show. We are on Instagram at forever35podcast. We have a Patreon at patreon.com/forever35, where we are still recapping the OC. We're doing product recall.
missed watching it this week, and I'm excited to watch the next episode.
I know it's gonna be good. And we do a casual chat every Friday, which is basically like this in a longer version. And you can shop our favorite products at shopmy.us/forever35. Sign up for our newsletter at forever35podcast.com/newsletter. And please call or text us at 781-591-0390 and email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com. And we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And It's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
So remember how we were talking about names for the people in your like friends that you make who then you never see again?
I do.
This really clicked with a lot of people, and people have names for these friendships. So a few folks wrote in about what they are called in their world.
Yes.
So one person just emailed us and said, single serving friend. That's the term. It's like a Yoplait cup or travel shampoo.
I like this.
I mean, I love Yoplait, so this hits. I do. I freaking love a Yoplait.
I mean, I just wonder, does this also imply that this single serving friend is not environmentally friendly?
Possibly.
Look, just going to put that out there.
Single serving friend. Ooh, I don't know. That almost has like a negative connotation to it. I can't figure it out. Like you just, it's like one and done.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like a one night stand, but a one night friend stand.
Totally.
A one night friend? No. Don't quote me on that. Okay, this one I thought was really sweet. You want to read this email?
I would love to. Hi, Kate and Dory. A friend of mine had the perfect term for what to call those people whose paths you cross once and never see again. She calls them little while friends. People you had a special, memorable friendship with just for a little while. Her mom coined this term when she was young to explain brief friendships with other kids they'd meet while on vacation camping trips. I think she was upset about leaving her new friends, and this was the way her mom explained it to her. When she grew up, she felt it applied perfectly to friends you meet traveling, etc. It's a nice, endearing term that truly represents that those people matter to you for a tiny moment in time. Just thought I'd share. I just need to mention that there is a Bluey episode exactly about this.
Really?
Bluey, yes. Bluey and her family go camping and she meets a French family, and she and the boy from the family, whose name is Jean-Luc, become like besties for like 2 days. And then he leaves without saying goodbye and she's really sad. And Bluey's mom is like, sometimes, you know, sometimes these people come into our lives for a little while and then they have to go.
I mean, that is a really significant relationship that we all have experience with.
Yeah, totally. It's a really lovely, like, profound episode. There's also a book version of it that Henry really likes to read.
Do you know the name of the episode?
I think it's just called Camping.
Okay.
I'm going to look it up.
My tween and teen children enjoy watching Bluey, so we watch it together.
Yes, it is just called Camping. It's season 1, episode 43.
You know, it's interesting to think about just in the context of that episode. Like, as we were talking about that, about this, I was thinking of people that I've had that experience with who it happened before social media. I don't even remember their names. Like, when I was on my 21st birthday, I was backpacking in Europe with friends, and we were in Paris, and we hung out with these like three French guys in like a completely platonic way. Like, it wasn't, there was nothing sexual. We just had this like really fun night on my birthday with these three French guys. I couldn't even tell you their names, but they like stay in my brain and have lived there for the last 20 something years. Who knows where they are now?
Yeah, but right, today you would at least be following them on Instagram.
Right. But it's actually kind of nice to just have that existence and have that be it, you know?
Totally.
And I have not been, I have not private investigated them. Like the French boy I was in love with when I was 16, 100% I have found him online, even though we don't follow each other.
Mm.
He's a DJ.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought that was really sweet, and I will definitely check out that Bluey episode.
Yeah, you should watch it. It's really sweet. And, you know, like all Bluey episodes, it's 7 minutes long.
I know. That's the best part about Bluey. Here is another suggestion. This person texted us and they said, name for the short-term friends with a long-term presence, interlopers. And then they just wrote, shout out to carpool. Now, I don't know if this means that carpool, that interlopers are their carpool, or if their carpool listens to this podcast and they wanted to shout them out, or maybe they just love carpooling. But I thought
Hard
we would include
to say.
That. I thought we would include that. Shout out to carpool.
I love that. Okay. On a different topic, We got an email that said, I highly recommend finding or creating a classics book club. I joined one last year that has been going on for over 10 years now. It's a great chance to meet people from all walks of life. There's been many memorable discussions over many bottles of wine. It has also been a good opportunity to read books I'd have either never read or never gotten through. Anticipating how other people interpret and respond to the book is great motivation.
I would like to do this because I really am interested in reading classic literature that I have never read.
So I was thinking about this. Well, I mean, I am thinking about this right now because I was an English major. So I've read a lot of the English language classics, but I haven't read, I would say, I haven't read it all. Like, I think there's definite holes in my classics reading of works in translation. I did take a German literature class, and so I've read some like Hesse and Thomas Mann, and it was a Mann Hesse Kafka class, which should tell you something about my state of mind in college. But that is also hole. I would say that's also a hole in my kind of reading syllabus. I don't know. Canon? Yeah. No?
Yes, canon. Know. Canon, if you will.
Canon, if you will. I mean, I love a classic. I think there's also just like, I don't know. It's reading classics is fun. I agree with that.
It might be fun in a club.
It might be fun in a club.
My 13-year-old is reading Little Women right now.
Oh my gosh.
Like of her own... A court, yes.
Really?
And do you want to know, because she and her friends watched the, this is the wrong way to frame it, the Timothée Chalamet version. I realize that takes away everything that Little Women is supposed to be about. But why am I blanking on what's her face's name? Frances Ha, Barbie.
Greta Gerwig?
Name? Yeah, the Greta Gerwig directed version of Little Women starring Florence Pugh and Emma Watson and Saoirse Ronan and Timothée Chalamet. You know, he is kind of like the current heartthrob of that generation.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's like their Keanu Reeves. I hadn't thought about it in this way. Their River
Phoenix.
That's
interesting.
I don't know. Yeah. He's crushed on a lot. So I think the intrigue was there. And then my daughter loved it and she's loving the book. So that's been very cute to watch.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Yeah. It's a great book.
It is a great book.
Let's switch gears again.
You know what, Kate?
Kinda?
Let's take a break. Okay. And we'll do these next couple ones after the break.
Good
and
call.
Then we can do the rest of the show. Okay. All right. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
All right. So we have another email. Hi, Kat and Dora. My partner of 4 years just broke up with me. It wasn't totally one way. I also know at this point that it isn't going to work, but he's the one who made the final call that he can't get past certain things about me, like my anxiety. Although he also said that really a lot of this is about him and things he needs to work on, and that ultimately we just aren't compatible long term. Also, he just isn't sure he wants to have kids, while I am sure I want them. This is my first long-term relationship. I'm about to turn 35 in 2 days, which is making this, which is making me feel a bit of anxiety. I'm freezing my eggs in June, so that helps alleviate some anxiety about having kids. Any advice for mending a broken heart? From what I've heard, it will just take time, which makes sense, but also is hard because I don't want to feel this sad any longer. Any words of wisdom you can provide would be greatly appreciated.
I'm trying to think of like breakup words of wisdom. And I think it's really valuable to just, if as much as you can, let yourself be in the discomfort of the sadness. I know it's so painful to be sad and to grieve the loss of a relationship. And quite honestly, sometimes in some relationships, there may always be a part of you that grieves it. You know, like that there might always be an attachment or a longing or a fond remembrance or whatever. But it is truly the kind of thing where like time, and that's a very vague time. For some relationships, it's like a week. For some, it could be years. But the forward movement of one's life, as opposed to just time, I think it's the kind of constant moving forward does help, I think, begin to provide you with space, with the ability to kind of enjoy new moments in your life, form new relationships, reflect on the things that weren't working, and also reflect on the ways in which you might be thriving in this new, you know, version of yourself post relationship. Mm-hmm. But totally. I also just think breakups fucking suck.
They really suck.
4 years is a long time.
Yeah, it is a really long time. I mean, I think now is a great time to like throw yourself into a hobby, learn something new, embrace that, you know, embrace a side of yourself that maybe you've been neglecting. I think lean on your friends, like they should be there for you in this time. And you know, I don't think it's the worst thing to like casually date either.
Yeah.
Like, why not? I think it also helps kind of like lower the temperature a bit. You know,
you mean
it seems
like kind of like take the pressure off a little bit?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because like, you know, you mentioned in your email that you're like, you're about to turn 35, you're freezing your eggs. It does seem like you feel some anxiety around this. And so I think just go on some dates. You don't have to meet the next love of your life, but just have a little fun and just, you know, give yourself time to heal.
Good tip, Dory.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Well, all right. Now we're going to wildly change gears.
Okay.
Like the biggest gear shift ever. Just imagine the screeching of tires and someone driving in reverse. Here's a text message. Can Dory talk about shoe brands she's found that work for narrow heels? I have the same problem and discovered a few years ago that I was always buying shoes too small. She's not the only one.
Thank you for seeing me, my narrow-heeled brethren.
You're not the only one out there.
For me, it has been more of a journey of learning about certain types of shoes that I can't really wear. And that includes loafers. It includes ballet flats. It basically includes anything that doesn't have like a strap or ties. It also honestly includes like pull-on boots.
Oh, because there's no way to kind of tighten.
Yes, exactly. Any like slip-ons.
Okay.
Slip-on sneakers, anything like that. Not good. So what I now like gravitate towards are like Mary Janes, because they have a strap. Any sort of sneaker or boot or shoe that ties, that you can make, you know, tighter. And sneakers, you can kind of lace them so that your heel stays put a little bit more. Also like mules, anything with an open back is actually fine.
Okay.
Or sandals with like an open back, totally fine. But yeah, that has kind of been, instead of like a regular like heel, mm-hmm. I can do like a sling back,
because
they have like an adjustable strap in the back. So it's that kind of thing where it's been like, oh, I just can't wear this type of shoe. Maybe I could if I found someone who made narrow width, but truly very few brands do. Naturalizer has narrow width, but in like three styles. And actually, I think Naturalizer has really like upped their style game.
I know. They've got some cute shoes.
But most of their shoes do not come in narrow. I find that most brands, if they make a different width, they make wide. So stuff will come in like medium and wide and not narrow and medium. Even aerosoles doesn't make narrow shoes.
That's annoying.
So that's it is annoying, Kate. In terms of shoes that are kind of like known to be a little bit narrower, like when I was buying tennis shoes, Asics are known to be a little bit narrower. I think Nikes tend to run a little bit narrow. Right now I'm wearing On Clouds, which are fine. But it's really, for me, it's really been about the type of shoe, and less so the brand necessarily. Although sometimes like I find Target shoes run very wide. I tried a pair of Mary Janes recently that my feet were just like width wise, were just like swimming in. And even with the strap, that it didn't help. So, you know, what can you do?
That's a smart way of figuring it out, though, I think. It's not the brand, it's the style.
It's usually not the brand. Yeah. With the caveat that there are some brands, I think, that do run wide generally. But for the most part, it is the style of shoe that you have to be kind of aware of. And like, yeah, I remember I bought this really cute pair of silver loafers from Zara. I know the ones. And they were so cute. And I tried heel pads. I tried insole. Like, I tried a million different things. And I was like, these are just never going to work. And that, I think that was actually when I was like, what is going on here? And started really like investigating the mystery of my feet.
A
and
private
I did
investigation,
find,
if you will.
I did a private investigation. And if you like Google shoes for narrow feet, like I feel like I figured this out from the internet, that, you know, it was like shoes with a strap and like all that stuff. And then I was like, oh, so I just can't wear loafers. Like, I just have to accept
that.
Well,
you have been wearing very cute Mary Janes with straps.
Thank you, Kate.
So I feel like you've found your footing. All right. I think
good.
We should bust out our intentions. What do you think?
All right. Let's do that.
Last week, I was like all about digital cameras. I still need to find a charger for this digital camera I got on my Buy Nothing group. But But I'll get there. And then I will join all the teens who are taking digital camera photos of themselves. And I will be cool. And I will be...
I mean...
I'm already cool.
You are cool. That's what I was
But I mean, I will
say.
Be... I do love the idea of having a digital camera because I rely on my phone so much for photos. And I'm just looking for like little ways to rely on my phone less. So I'm kind of, I'm curious. I'm intrigued. We'll see.
And what do you have going on
this week?
This week,
as mentioned up top, I am working on hyping myself up. I'm working on confident self-talk.
I like this.
So we'll see how I do. But that's where I'm at. I really, the only person who can change my own inner narrative about myself is myself. Okay. Yeah. Dory, you were glamping.
So last week I was talking about glamping. Glamping went really well other than like everyone getting sick. It was very fun and, really nice to hang out with the other parents and kids and be in nature. And yeah, it's just nice. This week, I need to kind of like figure out a new tennis and fitness schedule. Like there's a period when I was like in a great groove. There were like a couple of classes at my gym that I really liked that were at like a perfect time for me. And then I was playing tennis at certain times. And then for various reasons, all of that has kind of like gone out the window. The gym no longer offers those same classes. The tennis schedule changed. Like, kind of like things beyond my control have happened. And so I need to kind of figure that out. So that's what I'm doing. That's what I want to do.
I didn't know that you had a change of schedule.
I have.
Why does that, why do I need to know everything? I don't know, but I feel like I do.
You're right.
You should have let me know about the tennis schedule. Well, on that note, friends, this show Forever 35 is hosted and produced by Dory Shafrir and Kate Spencer. It's produced and edited by Sam Junio. Sammy Reed is our project manager, and our network partner is Acast. Talk to you later.
Bye.